Yeah. So, yeah, I'm checking in. Hey, this is Larry checking in. I'm sorry if you hear a little clutter. I'm driving and I'm trying to do a podcast at the same time. So I'm just starting off doing this podcast. So my listeners, please work with me. And if it's too much, then I understand. I'm just trying to get my podcast up and going. To spit, you know, nothing but facts. No opinion, because like I said in the one of the other podcasts, feelings will not help the people. You know, feelings or opinions will not help the people. My opinion and my feelings about different things will not help the people I'm trying to reach. I have to give you the facts. If I don't give you the facts, what am I doing? And I have to give you things that I can prove. If I can't prove what I'm saying, I don't want to say it. Like, I came to that conclusion when I started the podcast. Everything that I say, I can prove it. And if I can't prove it, I'm not going to speak it to you. So that's the number one thing with this podcast. We want to make sure we speak the facts, you know, because all of us have opinions. I have opinions. You have opinions. Everybody have an opinion. But opinions don't help people. Facts do. The truth do. So that's what it's about. And even when it comes to me, like I was just texting my dad. I was just letting him know. In order for you to reach the people, you have to humble the situation by exposing your flaws also. By showing people, hey, man, I'm not holier than thou. I make mistakes. But hey, I'm real enough to say, hey, man, I made a mistake. I'm wrong. I need to change this. I need to change that. And that's what we have to do as a people. We have to be able to expose ourselves, expose what we do wrong. If you can't expose yourself and speak the truth to yourself, how can you speak it to anyone else? How can you be true to anybody else if you're not true to yourself? If you're not willing to expose your flaws, how can you expose anybody else's flaws? So the mission is to expose your flaws, but try to fix them. Don't try to deny that they don't exist. See, that's the problem. See, that's what I try to explain to people. Nobody's holier than thou. But when you act like you don't have any issues, you don't have any problems, and you're holier than thou, and you do everything the right way, it's kind of hard for you to reach people, because a lot of people are imperfect in this world. So in order for you to reach people, you have to humble the situation by exposing your flaws, exposing how you're trying to change and how you're trying to grow. Expose yourself. Speak the truth about you. That's how people can relate to you. You have to be 100% real, because in this world, we cannot hide. It's nothing to hide. You know, God will expose everything we do. There's no hiding in this world. So a lot of people, you know, I'm not just going to say in the church, but a lot of people in the world, period, they like to hide. They like to judge this person and talk about this person, but they don't talk about their issues. They act like they don't have any problems. So that's why we have to be careful with judging people. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to call out the evil acts that we all do, including myself. And when I commit an evil act, I address it immediately, because the number one criticizer of myself is me. I criticize myself more than anybody could ever criticize me, because I want to be great. I want to be a better person. I don't want to do a lot of things that I've done in the past or that I'm capable of doing. I don't want to do that. I want to change. So in order for you to change, you have to admit where you're wrong at and what you need to tighten up on. If you can't do that, you will never change. So it hurts to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, man, you need to change this. You need to change that. You need to be more responsible. You need to become a better man, like men who, you know, who raised you. You know, and that's one of the issues I face with my generation. A lot of us, we don't know how to be real men, because some of us wasn't really raised with our fathers 100%. So we didn't really have that male role model there to teach us. So a lot of the stuff we have to learn on our own. And, you know, some of us, we think we know it all, including me. So that's the reason why we have to learn on our own, because my dad, he tried to teach me so many different things, but it kind of started too late. He should have did that when I was young. So when he started doing some of these things, I was already smelling myself. And, you know, but I value his opinion and the knowledge that he gives me now, because he's a great man. So but a lot of people in our generation, you know, not really raised with fathers. So a lot of us don't know how to be fathers. A lot of us don't know how to be a man, because we was raised around women. So if people don't understand that, then I can't, you know, it's nothing for me to, you know, explain to you. But that's what's going on in our generation. And in order for us to change that, we need people to step up and help our people. Don't just talk about the problems. Try to help. You know, a lot of, like I said, a lot of these men are not raised with raised with fathers. How can you know how to be a father and a man if you wasn't raised with one? So, and that's the problem, you know, that's one of the problems I faced. I wasn't raised with my dad 100%. You know, my dad had, you know, he was around when he could be, but he, you know, he was in the military and he had other things going on. So he did the best he could. But that's the number one issue that we face in the black community. That's why a lot of the kids join gangs. A lot of the people, you know, they cherish street dudes or trappers or people who sell drugs, because that's how they brought up, you know, and that's how I was brought up. I was raised around people who, you know, doing all different type of things. And that's who showed us love. You know, we ain't had nothing to eat. The drug dealer go buy you some food, you know. So that's why a lot of people look up to these people, you know, right or wrong, you know, because at the end of the day, we all have good intentions and we all have a good heart. But people are put in situations because the environment they're in. So, and, you know, people could judge it all day, but we need to try to help people. You know, we could, you know, if we're going to talk about the issues, we got to figure out ways where we can try to help people, solutions. You know, we could talk about the problems all day, but on this podcast, we want to talk about solutions, you know. And once I get to a certain status, I'm going to start taking calls and taking feedback from people, because without feedback or any advice from people listening, I can never become better. You become better as a person by listening to people and getting great advice from people, you know, or it could be the wrong advice, whatever, you know. You have to listen to everyone, you know. But the number one thing we have to do, and especially in the black community, is come up with solutions. It's a lot of different people out here talking about the problems, and that's cool, you know, if that's what you want to just focus on. But it got to come a point in time where we start focusing on the solutions. You know, we need solutions. You know, if blacks feel like all whites are racist, okay, what can we do? Like, can we, you know, how can we fix race relations? Like, that's one of the number one things we have to do. And like, if you have love in your heart and you love God, or you're trying to get closer to God, you shouldn't want to be against the white race or the black race or the Hispanic race. You should want to figure out ways where, man, we all are creations of God. How can we come together and fix the issues that we face against each other? Like, how can we overcome these battles? You know, how can blacks and whites get along? You know, history is not perfect, but a lot of people got to understand that everybody wasn't the same back then. You had a lot of whites who supported slavery, but you had a lot of whites who didn't support slavery. All you got to do is, you know, research history. See, that's one thing about me. I'm a research freak. I love knowledge. You know, they could take money and material things away from you, but they can't take knowledge away from you. That's why I'm addicted to knowledge. I always want to learn. I want to learn about all different type of things, not, you know, not just certain topics, but all topics. And then, you know, a lot of the things I learn, I want to share with the podcast, but I want to be able to prove what I share. If I can't prove what I'm saying to you guys, I don't want to say it. But let me get back to this. But this today we want to talk about solutions. What kind of solutions can we come up with to fix the issues that we face? Race relations, black men being raised without fathers and stuck in the streets and can't figure out ways to get out of it. So they wind up getting caught up in it. And then next thing you know, they caught up in the prison system or they dead. How can we come up with solutions to help people? You know, we need resources for one. You know, that's why I want to become better. And that's why I started the podcast. So maybe I could start making money and help the people. Whatever I do, I want to help the people. So one of the solutions that we know that help the black community is the resources. You know, teaching people how to be independent. Instead of food stamps, let's go to these communities and start growing organic gardens to feed the people. It's all type of ways out here for us to help people. So it's too many smart people in this world for us not to be able to come up with solutions to a lot of the problems that we face. And I think race relations is one of the top issues. You know, we have to come together as a people. We have to. We can't always point fingers at each other. The whites blame the blacks blame the whites. It got to come to a point in our lifetime where people can come together and talk about these issues face to face and talk about how we can come together as a people. Because a lot of us who have kids, as we start getting older, we want peace. We want peace because we have kids. We don't want our kids to face some of the things that we faced. Because if our kids face some of the things we face, they might not be able to make it out like we made it out. I barely made it out. You know, I did so many different things that could have destroyed my life. But through the grace of the Creator, the Father, I made it out. And it's taken me a while to get to the level where I want to get. But hey, I'm here. So as long as I'm here and I'm breathing, hey, I'm good. You know, everything else is going to come when God fills his time. Everybody has their time. So that's why we shouldn't be jealous of each other, because we all have our time. And that's one of the solutions I want to teach blacks. We, like, instead of selling drugs to your people or whoever, find you a niche. Find something else that you like to do and stick with that. It might not make money, the type of money you want instantly, but like I was telling my dad on the text message, everything has to grow organically. If you be consistent at whatever you like to do and you have love, the love for it and the passion for it, and you doing what's right and you putting God first, your time will come. So that's why we shouldn't be jealous of each other, because we all are blessed with our own gifts. Nobody is more special than the next person. God created all of us different, but he made sure we all had some type of gift. So it's up to you to take that gift that you have and use it to your advantage, to not just make money, but to create resources for you, your family, and the people in the world that you want to help. That's what it's about. It's not about making money just for you so you can have all, you know, all these different things in the world. No, it's about you getting the resources to take care of your family and then to help the people. That's what I want to do. I don't want to get the resources for me. I want to get the resources so I can help the people, because it's not about me. It's not about me. I'm nothing in this world. I'm just another human being. But it's many people out here who need help, you know. And I'm not saying my life is perfect, but it's people who don't even have the simple things that we have in America. So we have to fight for those people and want to help these people. If you love God and you love people, that's my passion. It might not be your passion, but I love the people. You know, I don't care what color. I have love for the people. That's my gift. My gift is the people. I'm good with people. So that's why I'm trying to create different avenues to come up with resources so I can educate people and help people. And then not only, you know, talk to them. I want them to talk to me, because in order for you to grow as a person, if you can teach and talk to somebody, you have to be willing to listen too. And that's one of the things that I learned at a leadership conference that my dad sent me to years ago. A leader, one of the top qualities of a leader, it's not just leading, but sometimes listening, you know, paying attention to the people who under you, which they not really under you, because at the end of the day, we all are equal. So the goal is to create leaders, not you be the only leader. That's one of the solutions in the black community. So we need everybody to become leaders. That's everybody should become a leader. Everybody, because nobody is the next person. Anything that you do, the next person can do. It's up to you to show them the way. You know, we have to get out of the selfish mindset where we don't want to show people the way. Show people how to get money. Show people how to do things the right way, the legal way. Show people how to use their credit. We have to do that as a people. We have to help each other. You know, and that's what this podcast is all about. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I love the people and I really want to help the people. And I really want to show the people how I grow organically, how I have flaws. And as time go on, those flaws will start to be fixed through the grace of God, because I can't change it. Only God can do that. So that's the purpose of this podcast. You know, we're not here to judge. You know, we're not here to, you know, people who we disagree with, we're not here to go against them in a way where it's destructive. We're just here to have open dialogue and talk about real issues, real facts, real truth, whether it's Democrat or Republican, because they have some Republicans who are not perfect either. You know, I'm conservative, but I don't trust some of these Republicans like I don't trust some of the Democrats. So it's not about politics. It's not about, oh, I'm pro-Republican and I hate Democrats. No. You know, everybody's an individual. You know, you can't say all Democrats are evil. You can't say all Republicans are evil. I could say the acts of these people are evil, the things that they support, but that don't mean that they they Satan and Satan kids. I feel like some of these people may be, you know, but that's not my job to judge. That's God's job. You know, my job is to expose whoever do it, Republican or Democrat, even if I do it. You know, I have to expose myself first. So I can't expose nobody else if I don't expose myself. So that's what I believe in. You know, I believe in accountability, and I believe in being humble. And the only way you could be humble is by showing all of you, not just some of you. A lot of people only show some of them. And that's another solution that, you know, we can come up with in the black community. People need to be honest. The mothers who kids are out here killing and, you know, who are involved in gang activity, hey, you got to understand that you're responsible if your child go out there and kill somebody because you know what they're involved in. So we all have to take accountability and responsibility for what goes on around us. So that's a solution, you know, that's a solution. Exposing yourself, exposing, you know, what's wrong. It's not being a snitch, it's being real. If you out here destroying the black community, killing innocent people because you're shooting at another person, I don't care what nobody say. It's not a snitch. You trying to do what's right. So I'm not in the streets no more. So I don't believe in any of that no more. I believe in doing what's right, trying to do what's right. You know, if I'm out here and I shoot at somebody, I kill an innocent, I'm gonna turn myself in. But I'm not gonna be involved in that. I stay away from it. I'm just showing you my mindset. You know, you can't be out here game banging and then you shooting at a person who you call your opposition, and then you wind up killing an innocent child and you don't take accountability for that. That means you have no heart. You don't have any soul. So another solution, and you know, my opinion that we can bring to the black community is accountability. You know, I'm gonna keep saying it. I probably said that before, but I'm gonna say it again. Accountability. If you do something wrong, be accountable for your actions. If you sell drugs and the police locking you up, don't talk about the system is against you when you're breaking the law. Take accountability for your actions. You can't say you're innocent with a pocket full of drugs. And that's a problem. That's a problem with many people. They get caught for doing something wrong, but they say it's not true when the truth is right there. It's a lot of people I know in our community. They make it seem like the police are just out to destroy them when they breaking the law. You know, they doing what's wrong, you know, and they praise doing what's wrong. Like I tell people all the time, you know, how can you be pro-black, but then you sell black people crack? It just don't make sense. So it's accountability. You know, I respect people who be honest about different things, like honest about what you do, and you be accountable for your actions. You get a lot of respect from me. And that's one of the solutions that we need in the world. Accountability. People need to learn accountability. Your life is in your hands. God is so amazing. He gives us free will. So it's up to you to create your own reality. Once you become a certain age, you can't point fingers at your parents and how you was raised and all that. Now it's time for you to grow up and be responsible for your own success, your own family. And it's never too late. You know, you can't look at other people because they're doing better than you and just say, man, I should have it like them. No, everybody has their time. You know, everybody has their time. You need to be happy for people and just wait your time. And that's the key. We have to be, you know, that's another solution. We have to be happy for one another. When people are around us are successful, we can't envy them. We need to be happy for them, because when our time comes, we want that same energy. So that's why you don't be jealous of people, because if you do what's right, you pay your dues and you work hard and you find a niche that you really passion for, you will be successful. But you want to make sure you're putting the right energy out there, so when you do become successful, things don't come back on you in a negative way because of the energy you put out. And I'm not saying, but it's a less likely chance that you're going to get a whole bunch of that energy if you don't put that out. If you put positivity in the atmosphere, I feel like 8 to 9 times out of 10, you get it back. I'm not saying negativity won't come your way, but a lot of positivity will come your way. And that's what we have to focus on as a people. That's another solution. Positivity. Being positive. When things are not right, we still have to be positive. Especially if you call yourself a child of God. Because if you trust in God, you should already know things are going to be okay because you trust God. So you should keep that positive mindset, that positive attitude, you know, positivity. Another solution we need is love. We have to really love each other, you know. And love is deep. You know, it took me a while to understand what love is. But love is so many different things, you know. You know, love, it's so many different definitions, in my opinion, to love. But we have to love each other. No matter the race, no matter the flaws, we just need to love, you know. I be watching those crime shows. And it's amazing how some of these mothers who kids were killed by, whoever committed the crime. It's amazing to see these women have so much love in them that they forgive these people. See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of different things we can learn from each other. And that taught me something. When I see a mother whose child was killed and they forgive the person who done it and love them and understand what's going on, that's amazing to me. When a person can take your child's life and you could forgive them and still love them, that, man, that's the type of energy we need in the world if we're going to change, you know. And I believe, you know, God works through the people. So we can't just sit back and expect God to do everything. We have to let God use us. And that's what I was explaining to my dad. We have to lead by example. We have to become better people so God can use us. And that's what I'm working on right now. In order for God to fully use me, I have to become the person that he want me to become in order for him to use me. Because if I'm still falling for different things of the world, I would never be able to reach the people. So that's what it's about. It's about leading by example. And that's another solution. We have to lead by example. I'm just giving an example. We can't, as black people, say Black Lives Matter, but then we don't go crazy when our black people are killing our black people every single day. 90-something% of the blacks who are being killed are committed by black people. Not by police officers, not by whites, are being committed by black people. I am outraged when it comes from anybody, whether it's white, black, Hispanic. I love all people. So when I be watching some of these shows and I see people being killed for no apparent reason and becoming a victim, I don't care if they white, black, Hispanic. It makes me feel some type of way. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong for, you know, feeling some type of way about people being killed when they had nothing to do with anything. But, hey, that's what I like. You know, I love the people and I want to know what's going on. So that's love. You know, when you care about what's going on in other people's life, when something happens, that means you love them. You know, and we all are sinners, but the thing that separates a lot of us is the love. Do you have love inside of you? You know, how is your actions? You know, actions is everything. You know, none of us is without sin, but do you have love in your heart? Everything you do and everything you represent, what is it about? Is it about yourself or is it about God? And when it's about God, it's about the people, because you're not the only child of God or the only creation of God. The people is, and God loved the people. So in order for you to love God, you have to love the people. So in order for us to love the people, we have to fight for the people. We have to stand up for the people. We have to educate the people. We have to listen to the people. We have to respect each other's differences and still get along. Agree to disagree, because we all are different. It's okay to have a different opinion. I don't hate Democrats. I don't hate Republicans. Whether we agree or disagree, I love everybody, and that's a solution. We need to love regardless of the differences. And that's the number one problem I have with people who hate Trump. The guy is not perfect, but who's perfect? You know, who's perfect? You know, we need to love, you know, we need to love each other, not hate, you know, not even hate evil. We just need to condemn evil, you know, because the evil can only do what we allow it to do. So it goes back to accountability. So this is just a short podcast today, just to be consistent with a daily podcast, just to talk about different issues, and one of the top issues was solutions to the problems we face, you know, like race relations. We have to come together as a people, whites and blacks. We have to. We have too many good people in the black community. We have too many good people in the white community for us not to be coming together, going to church together, praising God together, doing different things together. You know, it's too many great people in both of these communities for us not to have any type of unity. And I even feel like that about the black community, even with the gang members. I feel like a lot of these guys who are doing wrong, I still feel like it's hope for them. I understand these people because I come from that. A lot of these people were brought up in that. When they were kids, they didn't want to be a gang member. They didn't want to kill people and sell drugs. That's the environment that they was brought up in. And if you don't be involved in that type of stuff, you're gonna get ran over, because it's some gorillas out there. So either you're gonna tote a gun and protect yourself and watch your back, or you're gonna get killed. So I know a lot of people who don't come from these communities don't understand that. So that's why I feel like a person like me with this podcast, I could shed light on that to help you understand why a lot of these people are doing what they're doing. Nobody never loved these people. Nobody never showed them a different way where they can make some money, you know, and that's the problem. You know, like I say, if we're going to talk about the problems, we have to come up with solutions. And that's what this podcast is all about. I'm not just addressing the problems. I want to talk about solutions, and I want everybody's opinion, whether we agree or disagree. You know, I believe in listening to a little kid. I believe we can learn from anybody. And it took me a while to learn that, because I was the type that thought I knew it all and thought nobody could teach me nothing. But as I started to become humble, I started to see that you can learn from anybody. You can learn from a drug addict. You can learn from a prostitute. You can learn from people who you think are disgusting or evil, whatever, you know, many people want to say. I don't look at these people like that, but you can learn from anybody, you know. And like I said before, one of the solutions is race relations. We need to come up with ways to fix race relations, you know. And then one of the other solutions I came up with is accountability. When you do something wrong, don't lie about it. You know, we got to get away from lying, because we all lie. You know, I lied plenty of times, but we have to get away from that. But, you know, because the truth, you can't hide from the truth. You can't run from the truth. You can lie all day, but you can't run from the truth. So here's a message to my listeners. Solutions. We need solutions to the problems. And that's just my opinion on the solutions. So thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it so much. If you get a chance to donate to me, man, whatever you can donate is cool. Like I said before, all the resources will go to helping the people. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.